He's described as an artist, an activist, a writer, and a performer. And Tame Iti is bringing his powerful voice and lifelong advocacy to the stage with his contribution to the Auckland Writers' Festival yesterday. The book has been well received, Mana. And Tame is kindly with us today. Hey, te la koe, Tame.
Oh, morena.
Thanks for joining us today. We just spoke with one of your old contemporary, one of the old colleagues, the bros from the hood, Hone Harawira.
Of course.
He's thinking of going into politics again. What about you? The return of Piri Wiri Tua?
I leave it to Hone. And in fact, I texted him yesterday. And I'm 100% support of him standing again. You know, and I think it's a good timing to see him back on board again. You know, a very experienced person, very respectful in the Te Tokerau. And he's got all the quality and the mana to be able to be on board again. And we need that kind of character.
Tēnā koe, Tame. Can I acknowledge your role yesterday in the Auckland Writers Festival? It was a very popular session that you hosted. Interesting to see you in these literary circles. What did you enjoy most about that experience, Tame?
Well, I think it is just really just trying to get the book. And I have attempted over many years that people ask me, oh, why don't you write something and put something together? And I tried it about 25 years ago. And I think it was the right timing for me to pull together with the book there to... And I think also it's important for the whakapapa to be put together, you know, and of resistance over in the last 50 to 60 years for me. Only last week I went to the Featherston Writers Book event in Wairarapa, but also is a big event there too, and then went straight up to Auckland, and I've been invited there to speak there. I did about three different sessions around that, and so on the Saturday night, I had a conversation. It was a full sold out house. It was a full house, and it got standing ovation there at the end of it. So it was yeah. And I think it's really important for me to share the part of the part of the book there, and part of the book is it's not just about community. It's about about our generation and what occurred there during the period, during my period of time, and so it was a great response there from the people that attend the Wānanga.
I was there too, but in some different sessions. There were many, or mostly Pākehā, hey, Tame. And many of them were older Pākehā. That you received a standing ovation says something to me. Did that surprise you?
Yeah. Oh, it's really interesting, and I think that we need to encourage our people to participate. And I think maybe over the years I have attended the Artists and Writers Conference. The first one I attended was about 1973 at Te Kaha, and where I was had the opportunity to meet many well-known Māori writers and artists and poets, the likes of Hone Tupare, and many of those old guys there during that period of time. So it's not the first time I've been there, but I think that attending the Auckland Writers Festival is a big one, and organised. And I think that maybe there's a place there for Māori writers for Māori to create a space for the writers to have their own events. I don't know. There's a feature to it.
You're highly regarded now for your artistic endeavours. The book, whilst painting a wonderful picture and celebrating the lives of many you've interacted with, Chief, we know that the work, your artistic work, is ongoing. I'm curious to know how this coalition government across the last 2.5 years might have affected the sorts of works you're producing artistically, Tame. Is some of your frustration borne out on the canvases that you are creating now? What would you say of some of the political motivation for your artistic endeavours across the last term, Tame?
Yeah, but I think it's more of the focus should be around building our community. I mean, my generation spent many years there in the forefront of the confronting the government and the various political parties, government over a period of time. But my focus on building how can we provoke our community and our whānau. I'm more focused around region and focus around there to activate and activate our community to politics. Doesn't have to be in parliament, but politics is on the ground and we're within our hapū, our whānau, and our community, and that's where my focus is. And so arts, music is a great approach in the way that we can share those magical moments. And how do we do that? And I'm still working around that. I'm still creating that kind of space, and that's where I am here doing in the Eastern Bay, in Mātātua, in Whakatrāne, where we are based at the Aotea space here in Whakatrāne.
Many of those people who came out to Tautoko at the Auckland Writers Festival know of you through the safety of their lounge chairs and of reading your well-crafted book, looking back on aspects of your life. But few of them who attended would have had the same level of conviction. I say that because as prisoner, Tame, you have been sloughed up for your strong political beliefs in support of Māori goals, Tame. Those people who were in the room would never know those quiet nights when you were locked up in a cell and how that affected you. What do you think about how they are learning of your reality through the pages of a book rather than the hardships you've endured through life? I think we've lost our lead. So it was a long-winded question, but I was just curious about that. And the echo, the bounce back that you were hearing through that conversation is because of Tame's earphones, but hearing aid.